4:22 on the DWS News Hour, 82 degrees. I'm Scott Beatty. Pleased to have with us the Executive Director of the Prairie Rivers Network, Carol Hayes, joining us after celebrating over the weekend the 50th anniversary of the organization. Carol, welcome to the program for the first time, and congratulations on 50 years, although you're relatively recent to the organization, right?
Hi, Scott. Yes, I've been with the organization about 2.5 years now. And so this is my third dinner with the organization, and very excited. We had almost 335 attendees and just a wonderful celebration of 50 years of stewardship of so many people in this community and all over East Central Illinois.
In a nutshell, you're mainly concerned with the waterways around here and clean water, but how would you just sum up what you're trying to do as Prairie Rivers Network?
So, well, for the past 50 years, Prairie Rivers has really addressed a number of different resource concerns in this area. We began with working to stop a dam that would have flooded Allerton Woods in the park over there and an enormous amount of farmland. And that took quite a number of years for all of those volunteers that worked on that effort. And over the past 50 years, we've worked with a variety of folks around the area to protect land resources and water resources. Now, primarily what we focus on is river health. Rivers are the primary corridors that are really left that are natural habitat in the state because of the extensiveness of agriculture. We are the Illinois affiliate of the National Wildlife Federation, so we also work on wildlife concerns and really help people protect the water quality that we all value so much.
Do you see yourself as an action group, an advocacy group? Are you more out there cleaning things up or trying to talk with leaders and politicians about what to do, or maybe both?
We do a little bit of all of it, actually. We have a rather full plate of issues that we're focused on right now. We do advocacy, working on new laws in the state that can help protect resources, but also ensure that our communities remain resilient and vibrant, and protecting, you know, the health of wildlife as well. And we all depend on wildlife, whether we recognize it or not. It's very critical to agriculture in this state, for example. So we want to make sure that we bring wildlife into the discussion whenever possible. Most recently, we have been working up in Chicago trying to get a barrier in that would better protect the Great Lakes from Asian carp moving mm-hmm. into the Great Lakes, which is a big concern up there, obviously. So we also get people out cleaning up waterways. So we helped this summer work with a couple of teachers up from Naperville Central High School to declare a week in September as Illinois Waterway Cleanup Week. We helped put a toolkit together for teachers and students to use to get out and put together a cleanup locally. We had students here cleaning up along the creek and the pond right behind the studio. And we actively participate in the local boneyard cleanup every year and help to organize that. So we try to get people out on rivers as much as we possibly can. We work with paddling groups and conservation groups, land conservation and stewardship groups all over the state, helping them, you know, build their capacity so they can protect land.
We're talking with Carol Hayes. She's the executive director at Prairie Rivers Network. Locally within, you know, our listening area, what is the biggest concerns you have about waterways?
Probably our chief concern at this point is the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River, which is over in Vermilion County. That is our state's only wild and scenic river. It was designated under that program a number of years back, and that program celebrates its 50th year next year. So we'll be celebrating that wonderful river and how beautiful it is. And I'm sure lots of your listeners have been tubing and canoeing down that river. It's a beautiful river. But we're concerned about the coal ash pit that's perched above it. It is leaking, we believe, into the river, and that is a leftover from the Dynegy plant that was there and burned coal for many years. These pits are all over the state. There's probably 90 of them. And because they were typically along a waterway, they had to have water for the cooling tower. You know, some of them are destabilized and they can leak into waterways and into our drinking water sources. And this is something we're very concerned about and want to make sure that those areas get cleaned up so that communities aren't threatened by them in the future.
Do you run into a lot of conflicts in values, perhaps, between protecting the environment, keeping something clean, and needs for economic needs or agricultural needs or human needs, for lack of a better term. Do you see a lot of conflicts of those?
Well, I think, unfortunately, people tend to come to these issues only looking at it from one perspective. I like to think that we all have the same values. You know, I talk to lots of folks in agriculture, for example, who share stories about, you know, holding the land and protecting the land that they love and, you know, improving it for the next generation. So I know that we all share common values to protect water and protect land. You know, we have the richest land here in central Illinois, practically in the world, and it's something that we all need to take care of. And I know that farmers who farm the land believe that strongly. So we look for ways that we can all work together to express shared values like that.
Carol Hayes, Executive Director of the Prairie Rivers Network. You can find out more information at prairierivers.org. We appreciate a bit of your time. Let's do it again.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
It is 429, 82 degrees. Local news is next.